This audio podcast is sponsored by GM's OnStar. Get the OnStar treatment, no matter who you are. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Joining us today is Discovery News' Irene Klotz, our space correspondent. And we're speaking with Irene about Space Shuttle Endeavour, which is now taken off and flying high. Irene, how are you?
I'm good, Will. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us about this mission. Obviously, a lot having to do with the space station, I understand, and making sure that things are moving along there. Tell us a little bit about the general mission.
Sure. Shuttle Endeavour is NASA's second flight to the space station this year, and they hope to get two more in before 2008. And all of these shuttle missions, the program is coming to a close fairly quickly now. They are devoted to finishing building the space station, which is a little more than half built. The construction was held up by the Columbia accident, of course, and resumed a couple of years ago.
And Irene, what's so important about the space shuttle in building the International Space Station? Obviously, other countries are involved as well.
The reason why the shuttle is so important and why NASA's a bit under the gun to get this finished in 3 years before the fleet is retired is because the space station components, which were designed well over a decade ago, several decades ago, cannot be launched or installed on by any other vehicle than the shuttle. NASA also faces a fairly significant problem in how to keep the station resupplied with some of its very large components, such as this gyroscope that's going up on Endeavour once the shuttle is retired.
And when did work first begin on the space station?
Well, it began in 1988, and the first crew arrived at the station in 2000, and the station has been continuously occupied since then. A milestone flight for NASA is coming up, the flight after Endeavour's, which is scheduled for launch on October 23rd, when a connecting node. It's kind of like a hallway. And when that is installed, laboratories built by other countries will be able to link up in space. And the station was designed for it to be a multinational program. Right now, the United States and Russia have dominated with having their labs and their people aboard, and all that's going to change very, very quickly.
And how long does NASA or other space agencies say that the shuttle, or rather the space station, can be utilized and people can be up there?
I think the current plan is to have the station in orbit till about 2020. Initially, it was sooner than that, 2015 or so. But the spacecraft tend to have a fairly long lifetime, and considering this station will not even be ready for full-time science and completely constructed until 2010, it sure'd be nice to think that after $100 billion, it would be up there for some time.
And we know there's a lot of different research going on. Does NASA have some real priorities in terms of the research that's taking place on the station?
Well, right now, NASA's priorities are on building the station, and there is not a lot of money for research experiments right now. The experiments that are being done are geared toward technologies and advances that need to be made to return to the moon and have astronauts stay even longer than 6 months in space, such as what might be needed on a mission to Mars. Other countries have different plans for the space station, and so it'll be really interesting to see what comes out of it when it finally is finished.
Okay, so as with all shuttle missions now and getting this space station built, an important mission for Endeavour going on, and a lot of spacewalks involved as well. I think four, is that right?
Four, if a big extension cord that they want to hook up from the shuttle to the station actually works.
Okay.
It's a little more complicated than that, but they are flying for the first time a piece of equipment that will enable the shuttle to run off of the space station's power, and then it could save its chemicals that are combined for generators aboard the shuttle and save those and stay in space longer. So if they work properly, NASA plans to extend Endeavour's flight to a total of 14 days, which would allow for an extra spacewalk.
And among the crew, before we let you go, of course, we want to mention that a teacher turned astronaut who's been waiting a long time to be on the space shuttle is now on this mission. Tell us about her.
Her name's Barbara Morgan, and one of her favorite quotes is to say, "I haven't been waiting, I've been working." So she considers 22 years a labor of love, but something that she wasn't just drumming her fingers around and hoping that it would all happen one day. It's very gratifying to see her in space. She trained with Krista McAuliffe, who was a teacher that flew in aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger, which unfortunately was lost and the crew was killed in 1986. Barbara, who was also a teacher from Idaho, was the runner-up in NASA's Teacher in Space program, which it canceled after the Challenger accident. But Barbara did stick around at NASA's request to remain its education ambassador. And 9 years ago, she was invited to join the Astronaut Corps, thanks to a lot of hard work by her backers and believers in the program and Krista's mission. And she left teaching and became an astronaut, and she is now in space aboard the shuttle and is doing not really the job of the teacher, although she likes to say that she does everything with the heart, mind, soul, and focus of a teacher. But she's a robot arm operator, and she is going to be overseeing the transfer of cargo to and from the station. She has a little bit of time for some teaching activities, and most of her educational outreach will be done after Endeavour's return.
Well, it's a great story, and it's best of luck to her and the rest of the Endeavour crew, of course, and Irene Klotz. Thanks a lot. And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.